DNA, we can now prove definitively, is a wave. DNA is not something that just randomly arrives by these molecules combined together for no reason. And there's many ways we can show this, and I want to give you some new ones that we didn't talk about the last time.
There's a design behind this, David.
Oh, yeah. Now, I want you to think about for a moment black magic. I want you to think about people that do voodoo or something where they try to create fear, and of course this is what's happening on a global level right now. There's all this fear being created.
Right.
Let's think about the idea that maybe when you go into fear that your DNA is releasing some sort of biofield or some sort of energy, and that somebody could actually harness that. Well, there's a Russian scientist named Dr. A.B. Burlakov, and that's B-U-R-L-A-K-O-V. Anybody can look this up online. And he did an experiment with fish eggs in which he had fertilized fish eggs that were brought within optical contact of each other. And when they were about the same age in their development, the weaker one, the one that was just a little bit younger, would actually catch up to the other ones faster. The growth rate would suddenly accelerate, okay?
Huh.
Which suggests that there's some sort of energy that's feeding life as we know it. But here's, George, where it gets really fascinating. And in fact, I'm even thinking of changing the script to my movie Convergence and putting this in there somewhere. When you take weaker eggs that are not as old and put them in front of eggs that are newer, now again, all they have to have is optical contact. These are hermetically sealed containers in which there's just like a pane of glass between them so they can see each other. What do you think might have happened when you take the weaker eggs and the stronger eggs and you put them next to each other?
I bet the weaker eggs get stronger?
The weaker eggs die.
They die?
They get weak, they mutate, they wilt, and they die. And the stronger eggs get stronger.
Why?
This gets back to why there is black magic and how the occult can use that to further their own spiritual evolution on that path. It gets back to the alpha male. Why do you think, George, that a home team is apt to do better in a game than the away team?
And that's historically accurate.
Yeah.
Well, one is, you'd say they're more comfortable with the field. They know the corners, for example, in hockey a little bit better. They know the rim better in basketball. The roar of the crowd helps them. But there's something, there's an overall feeling of being there, knowing, being comfortable, being in control.
Well, this is where it gets back to the idea that just like the fish eggs, where you can actually have a biofield that's strengthening health, there's another scientist who did a total of like 100, he summarized like 160 different studies of healing and found fully 64% of them showed a positive effect. This is everything from single-celled organisms all the way up to complex human healing that involves like New York to L.A., people doing it by telepathy. So we have some kind of energy, and all we have to do is basically feel love or send our energy or support to someone. So the negative elite, these Illuminati types, like to be in a position in which everyone is afraid, and then they become the alpha male that everybody rallies behind for strength. Because the alpha male, the way nature set it up, is that the entire group sends their energy to the alpha male to make him stronger so he can fight for them so that they can survive.
And it works.
It works. And it's the same thing that you see. Again, you raised some very good points about how the hockey could be, you know, they know the corners better, and in basketball they know the rink better, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't change the fact that part of what could be going on is this energy that the crowd is sending to the guys on the field.
Precisely.
It's making them healthier, stronger, more vital. And again, if somebody wants to attack this, we have laboratory evidence. Another thing along that same line that I find really, really fascinating is a study that was done actually with raspberry calluses. And these are actually these cancerous cells that grow on a raspberry. Now think about this, right? Because this applies to human physiology.
Okay.
Okay? It's this big, ugly, gross-looking black thing that grows on a raspberry. It shouldn't be there. For all intents and purposes, a surgeon, if it was a human body, would cut that out and say, get rid of it.
Right.
What if you take a holographic image of a healthy raspberry plant, and then you shine the hologram into the tumor? What do you think happens?
You trick it?
The tumor completely heals and turns into a healthy raspberry plant.
Do we have scientific proof that this happens?
Look it up. The guy's name is Budakovsky. V is the first initial, and then the name is Budakovsky. And this is groundbreaking stuff.
So the cells of this diseased portion of a raspberry
are actually reverted back to healthy cells and form a new plant that you can sprout and germinate into a healthy raspberry plant.
Yeah, but so what you're saying about all this is somehow they are aware or they have some kind of telepathic vision to know this, to see this?
Okay, the bottom line is that the hologram is a complete storage of all the wavelengths that are given off by the DNA of healthy raspberries. So when you shine that hologram into the unhealthy DNA, it repatterns the unhealthy DNA back into healthy DNA again.
So are you saying if we had a hologram of someone who was sick and shine it right into, let's say, his cancer, that it could defeat it?
Absolutely. In fact, there was another case where this is Dr. Peter Garyev. He killed ordinary seeds with radioactivity. So these are dead seeds, radioactively killed. He shines a laser through healthy seeds, redirects it into the destroyed seeds. The destroyed seeds come back to life. He also did it with rats. He did it with a pancreas. There was a drug that basically gives the rats diabetes. It's called Alexan, and their pancreas is destroyed. They get diabetes and die within 4 to 6 days.
Okay.
Then he actually did surgically remove the liver and pancreas from healthy rats and then shined the light through it into the rats that would have normally died from this toxin that would kill their pancreas. And those rats, just getting the light beam through healthy pancreas tissue, the pancreas completely rejuvenated. I mean, it's like the pancreas is basically dissolved. It's gone. It disappeared. The pancreas regrows from nothing. So, George, this is why we need to get this stuff mainstream, because this technology has existed. It threatens the pharmaceutical industry. It threatens the powers that be to keep us healthy, which means that if we're stronger, then we can fight back.